Okay, and we should be starting the show in about 2 minutes. Let's just check to make sure that we're actually streaming. Okay, we just want to make sure we're live and we're actually streaming, and we'll be starting the show in about 1 minute. Welcome to Block Talk Radio. It's 8 o'clock, and it's the weekly time for Alan Levy, our CEO, show. This is actually Bob Cherish, the COO. Alan's out on vacation this week, so I figured I'd stand in and come out of the back rooms of Block Talk Radio and talk a little bit about all the going-ons here at Block Talk Radio and our thoughts about where we see this platform going. Some of the new features that we're looking to roll out over the next couple days and weeks, and also take some of your questions about how some of the different services work, and if you have any questions about the new features that we're about to roll out or any suggestions, we'd be very interested in hearing about them. Just a little background to Block Talk Radio. I'm sure Alan has given it many times in his blog as well as on the show. A couple of months back, we were looking around at some blogging as well as we saw Skypecast and some other different types of services, and we figured wouldn't it be great to allow, the average person out there to basically create and host their own talk show. And since both of us, come from a telecom background, and I've worked with telecom infrastructure, we've put together the services to allow anyone, really, to go out and start their own talk show, whether it's on any, topic they choose. And we've had, over the last few weeks, close to about 200, a little over 200 hosts and close to 700, different shows from those hosts and all different genres, from comedy to entertainment to technology. We've had people sign up from countries all over the world, the UK, US, Canada, as far as out as we had someone from Swaziland. So we've been very excited about what's going on here at Block Talk Radio, and we're continuing to evolve the platform and improve it for our hosts to give you the ability to drive listeners to your shows, as well as create links to your websites or your blogs to drive additional listenership and drive, more hits to your site. I mean, I think the revenue model here for, the way for the host, for you to make money, is us sharing in the ad revenue. And we'll talk a little bit about what's going on as far as the ads are concerned, a little later in the show. One of the interesting things that came up recently, and we've gotten emails and been communicating with some of our hosts actually, is what are the differences between Blog Talk Radio and Skypecast? And Alan wrote a blog about that last week, and I just wanted to highlight some of those points because we've got back some comments from some users on it, and I think the fundamental difference is that Skypecast requires you to be a Skype user to either listen or to, you know, host a Skypecast. So it's limited to anyone that has Skype. Now, obviously, that's a large universe with Skype having hundreds of millions of downloads. But we felt at Blog Talk Radio that we'd want to give the ability for anyone in the world to listen to it. And you can really do that one of two ways. You can either listen to it by listening to the stream live on our website from any computer, or you can actually dial in to the host's caller number and listen to the show or talk to the host. And that gives you the ability to listen to the show whether you're in your car or whether you're out on the beach or, you know, in the park or wherever you are. You can basically listen to the shows that you're really interested in and in fact, communicate with the host as well. So we think fundamentally that's a very big difference between Skypecast and Blog Talk Radio. The other big difference, we think, is that right now at Blog Talk Radio, we actually convert your show into an archive, and that archive is then available either to be streamed, it's either available to be downloaded, and both of those are in, you know, Windows Media format, or you can download it in MP3, which is compatible with iTunes or your iPod, as well as, you know, Macs or other program or an MP3 player. The other thing we've done with MP3, we've also recently, as of Monday this past week, we'll talk about it a little more later, is we put in RSS feeds and basically what a lot of people in the industry call podcasting. And that we'll talk about in some more detail, but that's now available as well. And that's also a big difference between what we do here at Blog Talk Radio versus what Skypecast offers. I think our view of where we want Blog Talk Radio to go and what we want it to be is a global, you know, internet-based radio broadcasting portal, and that on, you know, multiple different genres and people talking on multiple different topics, and like CNET said so well, you know, how to be the next Howard Stern. Well, Blog Talk Radio, if you're talented, you have the, you know, ability, you think you're funny, you think you can, you know, talk on a show for half hour or 60 minutes and entertain people and take callers, well, then Blog Talk Radio is for you. We've also seen some other interesting applications with Blog Talk Radio. Some educational institutions are running some of their training or some classes on Blog Talk Radio, and they have it open for their professors to take calls in from students from distance learning, or even as a way to market what the educational institution is all about. So people interested in a certain topic can then listen to the show and say, oh, that interests me, and then they can actually call into the professor or sign up for those services. We've seen recently with the football season coming up here in the U.S., we've seen people using it for their football fantasy drafts, and that's, you know, an interesting niche, but it's being used more as a chat line, you know, four or five people on the phone discussing, you know, the draft players, who they're going to draft. So there's a lot of different applications where we see Blog Talk Radio evolving to. And those are just some of them, which I thought I would mention, you know, to broaden your horizons and think about what the real uses of what, you know, Blog Talk Radio can be used for. Some of the new features, which I wanted to talk about, that we've rolled out and that we're actually looking at rolling out and working on actively behind the scenes here at Blog Talk Radio. As I mentioned earlier, we've implemented RSS feeds, which creates a podcast as well. Now, the way we've implemented the RSS feeds, right now they're actually only on the host comment page, which is the page that you actually have your blog or what we're going to actually change to be called show notes on. And that you'll see if you go take a look at your page or you take a look at Alan's page and look at any of the, you know, posts, you'll see right under there you have the blue icon, which is basically a standard RSS feed, and then you have the buttons to add it to Yahoo, to NewsGator, to BlogLines, to Google, to AOL. And that, by clicking on those buttons, if you have an account with any of those portals, it will add the RSS feed, and then anytime there's an update, whether there's an updated blog or there's actually an updated show, it will update on your My Yahoo or your Google page, and then you can click on it and gives you the ability to listen to that show right there or actually read the blog. Now, this is a very useful tool for those that have websites, whether it's a blog or your own website or it's a MySpace website. You can now create an RSS link so that your website gets updated automatically with your blog entries as well as when you have your shows. This also gives you the ability to give this link out to your listeners so that they know when you have the next show and they get updated automatically. We've incorporated the media and the text into the same RSS feed. So with one feed, for those portals that are capable of handling it like Yahoo, you will get the updated blog entry as well as when there's an updated show. Certain portals only accept text, don't accept media, so those will only get when there's an updated, you know, blog entry or show note entry. Hopefully next week we'll actually have incorporated iTunes as well, which will then allow you to put the RSS feed into your iTunes on your computer, and then it will update your iTunes automatically whenever your favorite host runs a show, and then you'll be able to play it right there on your computer. iTunes will download the MP3 file automatically. So we think the RSS feeds is something which really gives the opportunity for our hosts to continue to get out their shows and get additional people linked back to their pages and automatically update their listenerships about the shows. So that's something we're very excited about, and again, we'd like to get feedback from you if you feel that can be improved in any way. Another change which we actually made over the week, implemented over the weekend, and that affects a lot of our U.S.-based hosts and listeners, is originally when we launched, we went with a 24-hour clock, and that's the way we displayed the time on all the pages. And the reason we did that was since in a lot of countries outside the U.S., they're used to working with a 24-hour clock versus a 12-hour clock, and because this is a global platform, we felt we should go with a 24-hour clock. Well, we got a lot of input back from hosts and from listeners that the 24-hour clock was confusing. People, weren't sure when 22 o'clock was or 16 o'clock or 18 o'clock, and, were creating their shows at times that they didn't intend to, or listeners weren't familiar with when to come back. So the way we change the way we display the time is that if you're based in the U.S. or Canada, we will display your time in a 12-hour clock format, what you're used to. So it makes it easier and simpler when you set up your shows to know the time that you actually set up your shows, as well as listeners that come and look at the website from those areas, they will know, they'll see the time in a more familiar format. So hopefully that helps out the hosts as well as the listeners as far as knowing the accurate times of when the shows are. The other thing to keep in mind, and we've got a lot of questions on this, is, what's the time on the Blog Talk Radio website? Well, we have a Blog Talk Radio time, and that's really whatever time zone you're in. When you go to the Blog Talk Radio website, we see what time is on your computer, and that's the time we base everything off that you do on the Blog Talk Radio website. So if you're on Pacific time and you go into the Blog Talk Radio website, everything that you'll see displayed is in the time is in your time zone. If you're on Eastern Standard Time, it'll be displayed in Eastern Standard Time. The one catch is that if you do change the time on your computer, since it's a cookie, we recommend you delete your cookies and then refresh, and then it will pull the new time from your computer. So that's really how the times work on Blog Talk Radio and BTR. I know we've had a lot of questions about that. I also want to talk a little bit about, so those are, just going back, those are a couple of things we've implemented, or two of the major, additional features that we've implemented this week. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the features we're working on for future implementation. And again, we're open to get your feedback. And a lot of these features have actually come from feedback from our users and hosts. One of the things we'd actually be very, very interested in finding out from you, if you're interested in it as a service, is the ability to convert your show to a blog. Would you like the ability for us to basically take speech to text and convert the conversation that occurs on your show into a text format? We've done some testing as far as that's concerned. The accuracy of it is, I would say, anywhere in about the 60% range. But as the software continues, gets more familiar with the nuances of the host, it would get more accurate. That's obviously a service with some sophisticated software that we would probably have to charge for, and we'd be very interested in getting your feedback, seeing as if you as a host, that's something useful for you. If you're a blogger and then you want to convert your actual show, to a blog on your website, or that's not a service that's useful for you and that's something maybe, more useful for some real heavy bloggers. So if you, have any thoughts about that, feel free to send us an email at feedback@blogtalkradio.com, and that's really the email address that we monitor for ideas and suggestions. If you have any problems with the website or anything, there's another email address, which is bugs@blogtalkradio.com, and that's what we always monitoring for, issues, technical issues that you might run into. Talking about, email addresses and ways to contact us, one of the things we felt was very important was to create a community section on the website, and that gives you the ability to talk to us as well as for us to communicate with you, our hosts or listeners, and also the ability for hosts and listeners to communicate with each other. And that's basically a forum, and that's something we've been actively working on, and we hope by next week to implement the community section of the Blog Talk Radio website, and that will have, forums and certain general topics and allow, hosts or listeners to go in, post questions, search on previous, comments or forums to see if their questions have been answered. And we think that will be very helpful in improving and giving us the ability to communicate with you and you the ability to communicate with us. The converting the speech to text is really something we're putting out there, trying to get your feedback on. And the forum, though, is something that we're actually implementing, and that's a feature which, that's part of the website, which, as I said, should be in place by the end of next week. One of the other features we had a lot of requests for, and we'd like to get some feedback from you as well, is the ability to play musical intros into the beginning of your shows, or sound effects actually in the middle of your show. Now that's something which we're working on the back end here as well, to incorporate into the host switchboard, hosts would be able to create a library of music or sound effects, and at any time during their show, press a button or choose which, musical interlude they wanted to play or sound effect, and it would play it at that time. And also to do voiceover, so if, you were playing music and speaking above the music, you'd have the ability to do that as well. What that feature will also include would be the ability to, raise and lower the volumes as well, and possibly some additional features with that also. But we think that will greatly enhance the Blog Talk Radio experience from a host perspective as well as from a listener perspective, so that you can actually introduce music or play sound effects. And we think that will make it a much more powerful tool, especially for those that have been doing podcasts up until this time, because with podcasts you have the ability to do that on your computer and mix it and then basically save it as a MP3 and then release it as a podcast, versus right now with Blog Talk Radio, it's live and raw. You know, whatever is said on the show is what's recorded on the show. That's what gets archived and is available, you know, to listen to at a later date. We're also considering giving hosts the ability to take the file and edit the file and then post it back up into the site. I don't know if that's something we're going to do. We're looking at the possibilities of doing that, but that's something we'd also like to get your feedback on to see, do you think that's something that will you know, get you to do a better job, to be better at being a talk show host and enhance the whole experience for the listeners. So that's another item you know, on the agenda, which we'd like to get feedback from you and see if that's something that you feel is important, you know, for this experience, for the Blog Talk Radio experience. If there are any other type of, you know, features or things you'd like us to do to enhance this, you know, please let us know. We would really be interested. Like I said, you're the host, you're the ones, you know, doing the shows, you're the ones that interact with your listeners. We'd really like to get a feedback from you and ideas from you on how we can enhance this whole experience. I mentioned earlier on the show that we're going to talk a little bit about where we're up to with ads and advertising on the website. And as we mentioned, you know, initially when we launched that, we're going to split 50% of the advertising revenue on your host page as well as your show with you, the host. And what we're working right now with different ad serving technology and testing it, and that's why you've recently seen some ads maybe go up on the homepage and on the programming guide with Google and Yahoo Ads, and we're talking with some other ad serving providers to make sure that it's trackable down to each individual host, you know, which ad was clicked on which page, so we know that you get the revenue that you deserve, and it comes it goes back. We know the click came from your page and that the revenue belongs to you. So we're working on the back end of tracking that. And we also feel, though, that, you know, we don't know if we're ready to start with advertising at this point. From our perspective, we don't want to push it in onto users. But that's something which, again, I think also we'd like to get feedback from you. You know, is it something that you feel is important for you to continue driving, you know, listeners to your site? And if it is, then that's something that, you know, we maybe push ahead, you know, on our schedule of, you know, rolling out ads and the ad serving technology. I also would like to talk a little bit about, before the end of the show, about some of what we see on the back end, some of the technical glitches and some of the different experiences that hosts and listeners go through, and some of the things that you can do as a host to actually improve that experience when you actually, you know, running your show. We recently came up with a list of, you know, useful tips, which we'll be sending out to all our hosts, and we think that will give you a better experience in running your shows. Obviously, with technology, there's always glitches. Things go wrong, and obviously here at Blog Talk Radio, we try to minimize that as much as possible. But what we would suggest you do is that about 3 to 4 minutes before your show schedule time, you actually sign it to your host dashboard. You know, make sure you have your host dial-in phone number, make sure you have your host PIN that you can call in, and then open up your host switchboard. This way you can see that when you call in, your call actually connected and you're connected to our system. And what we're going to be adding to the host switchboard as well is the actual Blog Talk Radio time. So you'll know when your show is about to start or when it's supposed to start. You don't need to look at the Blog Talk Radio homepage. You can just really look at the switchboard. And we're going to add in, you know, a countdown, so you know 2 minutes left of the show, 1 minute, you know, 30 seconds, 10 seconds, and then it'll basically say on air. So you'll also know as a host when you could start talking and when to start your show. But as I mentioned, you should kick off the host switchboard and see that your call actually came up when you dialed in. And that tells you that you're in our system and you're actually broadcasting on our system. Now, the on-air button will not show up on the website until it's actually time for your show. But keep in mind that whatever you say into the system is being recorded and will be part of your archive. So as I did tonight, even though I called in, I started about 2 minutes before, I said, okay, there's 2 minutes left to the show. We'll be starting in about 2 minutes. And then I muted my microphone. I actually listened, kicked off, made sure that I saw my call on the host dashboard, and then I said, okay, I know I'm live on the system. And then as it got to 30 seconds a minute, then I unmuted my microphone, and I said, okay, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, and, you know, here's Bob Cherish on your show. So that's really what you should try to do, and this way you know you're connected, and you know your show is running. We think it's also important to begin your show promptly because if you don't, people will be listening to the stream because as soon as it's time for your show to go on, if you're dialed in as a host, the on-air button goes live, and somebody clicks on it and they don't hear you, they'll say, well, maybe you know the host didn't dial in or there's something wrong, and they'll you know move on to something else. So it's important that you do start your show on time. Also, when other users call in, as I'm sure you're aware, those that have actually hosted shows, they'll show up on your host dashboard, and you can then take their calls and speak to them, click on the microphone, speak to the individual callers. Right now, we allow up to 5 simultaneous callers, but keep in mind that you could actually be talking to all 5 at once. If you unmute a caller, they'll stay unmuted until you actually go back and press the mute button again. So if you finish speaking to a caller, you can either press the hang up button to disconnect and say goodbye to them, or you could actually mute them and then pick up another caller. And what a lot of hosts have done and have done very well is get, you know, 2 different callers on and then join them into a multi-person conversation, which have been very interesting. So you have that ability to do that as well. Just some basic troubleshooting tips. If you don't see your phone number come up on the host dashboard when you dial in, we would suggest you hang up and then dial back in. Sometimes there's a glitch during the processing of the call, and by hanging up and dialing back in, it should go through smoothly. Keep in mind that hanging up and dialing back in starts the recording over again. So if you're in the middle of your show, 5 minutes into the show, and then you realize it's not working and you call back in, the recording will lose the first 5 minutes of the show and they won't be in your archive. So it's good to do this a couple minutes before your show, like I said earlier, make sure you actually dialed in, your phone number comes up on the host switchboard. If, you know, the same thing applies, if for some reason you want to begin a new recording and you don't like what was said originally, or you said some stuff which you don't want to show up on, you don't want to come up on the archive, you could actually hang up and dial back in. But that will only work if there's no listeners on the line or no other callers. If there are other listeners or caller on the line, it will continue recording, and when you dial back in, you'll be back into the same recording. So this only works if there's nobody else on the line. Which leads to the point, we've had this question for a couple different hosts, is how do we run a show if we have multiple hosts? You know, I'm in L.A. and my co-host is in Miami. And the answer is only one person should actually call into the host dial-in number and put in the PIN. The other host can call in as a listener. And again, we suggest you do this before the show time starts. And then both of them can actually log into the host account and look at the host dashboard, the host switchboard, sorry. But we recommend that only one person actually control the host switchboard, again, because you wouldn't want one person to mute a caller and the other person to press mute again, thinking that they weren't muted yet and it can confuse the system. So only one person should actually press buttons on the host dashboard, and that can be either the person that called in on the host line or the person that called in on the listener line. But that's how you would host a show, with 2 hosts. So you do have that ability to do that. The same thing if you're interviewing a guest. they would dial in as a listener, and then you could control them and, you know, unmute them. And then if they want to take, you want your guests to take questions from callers, you can keep your guests unmuted and then actually unmute some of the callers, and you'd be able to have a three-way conversation. Also keep in mind that if you're going to have two hosts calling into the show, not to call in at the same time. First, the host should call in, and then once they show that they came up on the host switchboard, then the other host should dial in on the listener line, and then you should be able to hear each other and not have you know, any issues as far as audio. We also recommend that when you're going to pick up a user's call, say, you know, hey, I have a call from area code 845, and, you know, say, hi, caller from 845. So the caller actually knows that you're identifying them, and then they say, hi, host, and, you know, then you go on and have your conversation. If you think you're going to miss your show, we recommend trying to go to the website prior and rescheduling it. We give you the ability to do that. But keep in mind, you can only have one show per day. So if you don't change your show and you miss it and you try to come back, you know, you come a little late or a little later to start your show, you won't be able to schedule a new show. You can call in any time throughout your show duration. However, 5 minutes after your show is supposed to start, if you're not actually dialed in, you will your show will come off the program guide. So we recommend, again, like I said earlier, dialing in a few minutes before to make sure everything works. As far as the archiving and downloading is concerned, it should be on your show. It should be on, sorry, the program guide and on your host page within 15 minutes after your show ends. And that's because we need to process the file, convert it, and then upload it. If you don't see it within 15 to 20 minutes after your show ends, send us an email and we'll take a look at it. Maybe something went wrong with the processing of it, and we can sometimes, you know, put it in manually. So, but that's, you know, it does take the 15, 20 minutes until the archive actually displays. So this is Bob Charish again, as I said earlier. For all those out there that listened, hopefully the information I provided you was useful. We didn't really have any callers or questions. I guess I might have answered them on the call or might have answered them by email. So I hope this call was interesting and provided you information with what's going on at Blog Talk Radio. Again, if you have any questions for us or any tips or suggestions, feel free to email us at feedback@blogtalkradio.com. And next week, Alan will be back from vacation, and he'll be hosting his regular weekly show. I believe his next show is actually going to be on the 27th at 8 o'clock on Sunday evening, and I think he'll be talking with Amy Domestico from thebluedoodle.com. So, again, for all you listeners, thank you for listening, and have a great night.